so y'all did. Y'all did.
Shelter. We made butter with that old churn right there. I like it. And then we had the butter and the buttermilk, and we salted the butter down to keep it. I remember that.
What would you call milk that's gone sour?
Sour milk.
Okay. Would you ever use the word clabbered?
Or? Yes. Mm-hmm. I had an allergy to milk, and I just wouldn't have anything to do with it. But when Mother was making cheese, and the milk had become clabber, I ate the clabber, and I was fine with that. But now we know that was yogurt, and the lactose part that was right. making me sick was gone. And then when she made the cottage cheese out of it and put the whipped cream on it or the cream on it, then I still wouldn't eat it. But if as long as I could just have the clabber or the You're yogurt, okay. I could have it.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that something? You didn't know that in the old days. Do you remember what kind of breads folks would make in the old days?
Oh, we had big buns and white bread. It was just yeast and white flour. And then we made lots of cinnamon rolls. And lots of biscuits.
Mm. Cornbread?
Lots of cornbread.
Is that what they called it, cornbread?
Cornbread, uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. And we used to make biscuits for breakfast and have biscuits and gravy. So, and we had always had bacon and eggs and sometimes sausage or steak. You fed your men well when they were working hard like that.
Yeah. Have to if they were working out on their ranch like that. In this area, what do folks call soft drinks? Just the generic word.
Soda pop or Coke or Pepsi.
Okay.
By the brand name, probably.
Okay. Just wondered if they use words like soda or pop. Or those are.
We used to say pop.
Okay.
I used to have little pop signs out on the highway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you remember if they ever grew any illegal alcohol in this area? Was that?
Yes, they did.
Okay. What did they call the illegal alcohol? What was the name for it? Did they call it
moonshine? I think.
Okay. Do you ever hear it
booze
called
whiskey?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Those are helpful. Now, did in the old days, did you ever have any get-togethers here in Jefferson or maybe even up at the ranch where every family brought something to eat?
We didn't do that as much as we do now. We used to have dances over at the hall, and when we had dances, then the ladies' committee decided whether they were going to have. What kind of sandwiches they'd bring, and then they had sandwiches and cake and coffee or something like that at midnight so that you could be carried through till the dancing ended at sunrise, huh?
Okay. I just wondered if they ever would ever had anything like a covered dish or a potluck, if those were words that you would use in this area.
Not really.
Okay. And the thing they do when you dig a big pit outside and you butcher a cow or a hog and cook it over this open pit?
We didn't do that, and I think probably a barbecue.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. But that's what they would call it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What, besides the main ranch house up there, what were the other buildings on the ranch?
Well, we had a bunkhouse, which was the house that Grandfather lived in when he first went there. And the hay hands stayed over there at night in the summertime. And when winter came, they were over at the house for the most part. But then we had a blacksmith shop, and we had a barn that the horses, you took the horses into and had the harnesses, and you unbridled them and took the harnesses off and sent the horses out, and then you brought them back in there. You had a hayloft. You had the warehouse where you stored the hay, and they stored the hay in warehouses on the ranch and then down here in town, too, so they could ship it out on the rail cars.
It was a big operation.
Yes, it was.
And a blacksmith.
Right.
Who did the blacksmithing?
Grandfather.
It wasn't somebody you hired.
And they shod the horses up there. And my brother and I got into real serious problems. We had a real feisty team that they used on the buggy when you came to town. It was they're beautiful horses. We called them Nig and Darkie. And they were not horses that the children got to be around.